There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, and too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Day Zero podcast. So I'm hoping that fucking overlapped perfectly. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm messing with things. I'm improving things. I'm trying to make things better. Trying to make things more enjoyable. And I'm hopefully going to be getting videos of these up. And I'm going to have an awesome little intro for that. I don't fucking know, man. I just want this to be an awesome experience for you guys. So you go out and tell your friends so we can change the fucking world. So as usual, little housekeeping shit. You know, if it's your first time listening, thank you very much. You obviously are, hopefully somebody referred you that they thought they got some value out of this. But this is what I want you guys to do. As always, give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I want you guys to share, like, subscribe, all that good shit. I'm a big Spotify user. I use them, who actually took over the Anchor FM. So now everything runs through Spotify. So I guess I'm going to get some preferential treatment there, but yeah, man, just, we're going to get into it. So, you know, if you get any value out of this, please share, send it to friends. You know, this is going to be more entrepreneur based. And I want to kind of talk about that today. So I'm an entrepreneur. I own Rogue Combat Club. It's it's the world's greatest fucking MMA gym. If you disagree, you're a fucking idiot. It is. I started Rogue Combat Club in 2013. And I want to talk about my entrepreneurial journey. And then most business experts are fucking idiots or coaches or whatever. I don't know what you want to call them, but they're fucking idiots. And I'll tell you why. I learned it. I've been doing this for a fucking decade now. Holy shit. I've been on my own as an entrepreneur for a decade. And that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, over 10 years now. So during that time, I've made every mistake there is. I've made every mistake possible. I've made stupid decisions. I've made great decisions. I got lucky. The more I found I was getting lucky, the more often I was working hard at that point. So, you know, it's really been an interesting thing. And I'm gonna read something from a quote unquote business coach or expert today. I didn't spend a lot of time with the researching this person, because I took what they said and threw out the fucking window. But it did really resonate with me, because being in this industry for a fucking decade, and the first 4 years was a complete shit show. I mean, just, I should have shut down, honestly. If you listen to anybody with any fucking sense, I should have shut down, stopped wasting money, I didn't make a single fucking penny for 3 years. Let me back up. I lost money for 3 years, and that was the first three. I didn't see a single fucking penny come in. Ever at all. None. Right. And I shared something last night on my Instagram at Johnny Buck 2, like the number 2. Okay. JohnnyBuck2. So follow me on the gram. But I saw Andy Frizzell talked about something. I'm a huge Andy Frizzell fan. That motherfucker got me through a lot of hard times early on in business with the MF CEO podcast, which is fucking phenomenal. Which I really resonate with a lot of things he says, and even more so now that, you know, by no means I'm on the same level as him, but I'm on the same path, is that, like, that's the fucking truth, you know, is he said basically that it's going to be the hardest fucking thing you ever do. And you're going to lose friends, you're going to lose family, you're going to be alone, you're going to fucking feel like killing yourself, like it's like I should just burn this down and fucking quit, but it's the best thing on earth, right? It's the best. To me, entrepreneurship is the last defiant act. It is how entrepreneurs will rebuild the American dream. And, you know, I'm going to talk more about the rebuilding the American dream thing. I think that is my purpose right now. Is this country's fucked. It's fucked through and through. From drag queen fucking library hours, which is least of my concern, but the biggest thing on TV, to the complete and other economic collapse we're facing. It's going to be small businesses and entrepreneurs, small businesses meaning up to 500 people, right?
Like, it's going to be us. It's going to be our job. It's going to be our duty. It's going to be our obligation to rebuild the American dream. And that's what I want to talk about more later. But I want to talk about business experts and some of the experiences I've had with business experts and just the general fucking vibe of it. So 2013, I started Rogue Combat Club. Long story short, lost an ugly lawsuit with my ex-business partner. I will never have a business partner again in the gym industry. I will have investors who can keep their fucking mouth shut and get a percentage, but I'll never have a partner again in this sort of venture. Maybe other ones, but not this. And so I started my own gym. I was still fighting for Bellator. I had to continue doing things to stay training. I probably should have retired before that. I was going to retire, but I got a phone call. Hey, you want to fight in Bellator? So yes. So I continued doing that. And I retired shortly after, 2016. But so I had my gym for 3 years, all on my own, training myself. It was not good. My end of my career is much worse than the middle of my career. Beginning of my career is rough too, but I got into the business side of it and I made every mistake there was. I read every fucking book. I listened to podcasts. I listened to, I took free courses because I couldn't afford paid courses. I was working a full-time job doing commercial HVAC. I was a professional fucking fighter and running a business. Like, I was maxed the fuck out. And it ruined a relationship. It probably shouldn't have worked out anyways, hindsight. But, it is what it is. That's another conversation too. But, like, I just wasn't who I am now, obviously. But, you know, I learned a lot. So I read all these books and I did all these things. And I'll tell you right now. Any fucking person who tells you you need to read the E-Myth Revisited before you start a business is a fucking idiot too. Because here's the thing. In the beginning, you can't apply that shit. Like, he's not an idiot. That dude is fucking legit. He knows what he's talking about. But in the very beginning, just fucking go. Just go fuck up as much as you can because that's what's going to make you successful eventually. But so I read all these expert shit, and I went to this one course, AB Tech. It's an Asheville Bunker Technical College. They have a small business association thing here. They do free classes and stuff. And how to write a fucking, what's it called? What is it called? Business plan? Business something? It's what you write. I don't know. This is a fun fact about this. It's what you write about, like, your business plan, like your marketing, your demographic. I don't know what the fuck it is. I didn't do it. So I'm sitting in this fucking meeting. I go to this for free and it takes fucking time out of my day, which very rarely do I have at this point. And I go there and I'm sitting there and they're explaining to me how to write a business plan. I think it's what it's called, business plan. I don't know. I don't care. And I'm sitting there and there's probably 25, 26 people in there, maybe more, maybe less. I don't know who worked there and shit. I'll be honest, man. I felt like I completely out of place. Everybody was a little bit older than I was. Everybody looked like they weren't fucking homeless. Everybody looked like they had fucking cancer and AIDS at the same time. Nobody was in shape. Like, it was just a very different environment than I was used to. So I'm in there and I'm watching and I'm listening and I'm told, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And I just got up and left. I literally got up and left. I left that fucking place completely disheartened, completely fucking just lost. And from there, I went to the bar and drank because that's how I dealt with shit at that time. And I'm like, dude, fuck this. And it was one of those like end of the bar drinking by yourself things. I mean, I was fucking distraught. Dude, I'll be honest with you. I was fucking distraught. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I'm like, I just went to this fucking course and it's supposed to be awesome. And that guy's got like two successful businesses. Bullshit, he bought them, kind of find out. But he got two successful businesses and you know, I just can't fucking do this. And blah, 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 blah. I'm just fucking drinking. I thought I might as well have a fucking shot while I'm here. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do it my fucking way. And I did it my way. That's going to play at my fucking funeral. As they shoot me out of a cannon into the ocean or into the crowd. One of the two. But did you guys hear the intro? That's my brain. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to do it my way. And I just started fucking doing things that I thought was right. And they were wrong, right? But I did them the way I thought was right. I talked about how hard we worked. I talked about what we were supposed to do. I talked about what the purpose of training was on social media. And I'm doing these things. I'm talking to people. I'm fucking passionate. I'm intense. I'm a little too intense for a lot of people. So I had 18 members at our peak for 4 fucking years. Then I started listening to Andy Frisella, right? The MF CEO podcast. And it was fucking really good for me. I wrote him a letter 2-3 years back thanking him for everything. You know, I'm in Arte now, which is one of the coaching programs I'm in. And we're going to get to the business coaches are fucking full of shit part in a second. But like, I get there and I join, honestly, just because as a thank you for all the MF CEO podcast did for me. I was like, fuck it, dude. At least I can do is give you a couple grand for everything you did. You won't really notice it. But to me, it meant something, right? So I did that and I got into it. And here's the thing. What I like about Andy's a lot of fucking things. He really aligns with my values and shit. He's an intense motherfucker too, so I get it. But he has built multiple big businesses. Like, dude's probably worth fucking $500 million. I don't know what he's worth. He's worth a lot of fucking money. His businesses are phenomenal. They're making a big impact in the world, which is more important than money to me. And he's fucking done what he said, right? So I was listening to dudes who've done it. When I look for coaches, when I look for people to follow and listen to, I look at somebody who at one point was where I am, right? Who at one point was where I am and now are where closer to where I want to be. And that's how I make the decision with working with coaches. I work with Combat Business. That was my first business coach. Then I work with Arate and I work with WinRate with Mike Claudio right now. Like, I look at people who started close to me and are where I want to be. And that's how I make decision making processes. So I was, where's that piece of shit article I read? There it is. All right. So I was, Google likes to put shit in my face that makes me think I'm interested. And right now I'll give you a little quick. So I've opened up Google, a new page, whatever, Modern Warfare. I don't know, some kind of gun bill shit in Texas. Do you consume protein powder every day? Doctors say how it impact. I don't fucking trust doctors. How much does it actually cost to build a home from scratch? Like, these are all things that they put up in there. And then dog behaviors, because my dog's an asshole. So Google puts things up. So they put up a business coaching thing on here because, you know, obviously I'm in that industry. I got a couple clients I work with. I got a lot of coaches I work with. So this is the article. This bitch, Phoebe Gavin, she's an idiot. All right, so I'm going to read the first part of this to you guys, right? And I'm explaining to you why she's a fucking moron and why most business experts are idiots, all right? So it's on CNBC, so it's probably trash. Make It, whatever, as a TV show or a series or something, I don't know. All right, under leadership, and it says, don't try to be friends with your boss, says workplace coach, here's why. No matter how great of a relationship you have with your boss, it's generally not the best idea to be friends with them. That's because a personal relationship can make things complicated when they need to be when they may need to make difficult decisions, says Phoebe Gavin, a leadership and workplace coach. At the end of the day, your boss's boss says, hey, we can't afford to pay your friend anymore. You need to lay them off. You know what your boss is going to do? They're going to lay you off, Gavin says, tells CNBC Make It. They may cry on a Zoom call with you, but they sure are going to hand you that pink slip. Well, no fucking shit. Like, that's how it works, right? But here's where I fucking, I did stalk a little bit because I wanted to not be a complete fucking asshole when I, was bashing her because she's an idiot. All right. So she is a mindful career coaching. She's been featured in a bunch of shit. Better with Phoebe, group coaching, $50 a month, only 6 spots left. I'm searching for shit. Book consultation, take your pills, Xanax. She's in a documentary. It's important to me to help the world understand that anxiety is normal and healthy, but the way we deal with it isn't correct. I do agree with her there. We need as many tools in our toolbox as we can to navigate this wild world, the world we live in, and anxiety creates it. I'm glad Xanax is one of them. But as a documentary examines, it's often to only the one. Jesus fucking Christ, I hate her more and more by her fucking day. I shouldn't have read that. Anyway, so let me tell you why she's a fucking idiot. All right. I'm not your typical person, obviously, and I'm an entrepreneur. I'm fucking Johnny Buck. If you've been following me for a while, you know that. I'm not exactly your normal person. The intro there says it, okay? But the thing about it is this. I have been friends with every one of my fucking bosses, and I've not had many. I work for my dad. I work for my uncle short term. I work the longest job I've ever had for somebody else was with Mike Halliger at Masters Mechanical. That's who got me that. He was fucking awesome, dude. He helped me with my fights. You know, he said, "Hey, Mike, I need 2 weeks off. I need 3 weeks off before the fight." And he would make sure that happened. We always communicated that was coming up, and if he needed me here and there, I could sneak in and do something small. But I wasn't risking my fight career to fucking blow my back out for an HVAC unit, right? So I worked with him. We're still good friends. I'm good friends with his son, who was technically my boss. And that was it. When I worked at Biltmore State for 5 months, I was friends with all of the people who are above me. You know, not super good friends, but we were still friends, right? And the thing is this, if you're unable or incapable or unwilling to separate business and friendship, you're a fucking idiot. So from a boss's standpoint, this is an entrepreneur standpoint, right? This is the boss's standpoint. I'm the CEO of my company. I'm the owner of my company, whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? I'm friends with every one of my guys. Every fucking person who works for me is a friend of mine. I have found, this is interesting, right? I have found people that I am less friends with, like less friendly with, don't make it as long, right? And that's another conversation altogether. But I'm friends with every single one of them. I'm taking my guys, most of my guys, to the bare knuckle fights this Friday. Yep, Friday. They're more than welcome to come to my house. And it's not like we hang out like it's a business. Come out, hang out, dude. A couple years ago, I got fucked up. I made an ass of myself. I was embarrassed. But, you know, we hang out together. We're friends, right? And it is your job as the leader. So this is where I think she, maybe as an employee, it's one thing if you're an idiot, right? But as a leader, it's important to be friends with your thing. Like I had one of my guys, long story short, I get a phone call late at night, which I never get calls from him, usually text or Facebook message. He called right back, I think. I don't remember the exact details. Hey, I'm getting divorced. We'll come stay at my house, right? So he lived with me for fucking month, 2 months, whatever. And then whenever he moved into his new place, I bought him a bed and shit. And I made sure he was taken care of because he was a friend of mine. You know, we're not so close now. But the thing is, like, I was friends with every one of my employees. Every fucking person who ever worked for me, I've been friends with in some capacity. And that's where I think most leaders, leadership experts, like this dumb bitch, I don't think she's ever had a fucking business. And here's the thing I want to fucking talk about when it comes to coaches, like your business expert's probably an idiot. Those who can't coach, right? If you can't do anything else, you will coach. Now, that being said, there are a lot of coaches who I work with who have done the work and have proof of concept. There are so many fucking coaches out there in every industry, any kind of business coaching, personal development coaching, whatever the fuck it is, right? I saw a fat chick talk about nutrition the other day. Every fucking coach worth their salt, every coach who's done anything worth the fuck has done the work already. They have proof of concept, meaning they have built a business, right? Why would you listen to me? I have built a fucking business. I have built a business and I'm building a business that's doing shit that shouldn't be fucking done in this industry. I'm literally changing the martial arts gym, not martial arts like karate and shit. I don't give a fuck about that. MMA, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. I'm changing how this business is going to work, right? I'm changing my fucking business and I'm scaling it. When I tell you I'm going to have an 80,000 square foot fucking building, I'm going to have an 80,000 square foot building. It may not be that big. I just think that's in my head right now. That's the number I need, right? But I'm going to have a massive fucking building to do what I want to do, right? So just watch me, you know, fucking timestamp this shit. It's May 9th, 2023. Look at this bitch, May 9th, 2033, motherfucker. See what happens, right? But my point is most of these coaches have never done anything. The money they have is for telling people shit that doesn't fucking work, that they don't know won't work, right? I will fucking fight her tooth and nail to explain to you, you can absolutely be friends with your employees. And I think it's important. You need to understand who they are. You need to understand where they're coming from. You need to understand things that drive them. You need to understand more about your fucking employees than you do your customers. Because once you understand that, then you can teach them. Then you can lead them. Then you can help them achieve their fucking dreams. Because your job as the CEO is to have a dream so fucking big that your people can do whatever it is they dream underneath it. I fucking believe that wholeheartedly. Whatever it is. Now, this bitch is telling me you shouldn't be friends with your employees or your boss because it's going to be fucking hard, right? And as an employee, maybe you shouldn't be fucking friends with your boss. But realistically, think about it. If you're truly friends, right? What is a friend? A friend is someone who tells you their fucking shit. A friend is not someone who blows sunshine up your ass and tells you, oh, no, it's okay. You're beautiful. You're 600 pounds and 5'8". You're beautiful. That's not a friend. A friend is somebody who holds you accountable. So a friend is someone who has the hard conversation. A friend is someone who tells you, yo, you're fucking up right now, right? So a friend, a legitimate friend, not an acquaintance, because I have very few, right? A friend will tell you this. Hey, man, listen, say I'm the boss, right, in the situation. Hey, man, listen, Mike, I want to talk to you real quick. Dude, I love you. You know I love you, right? And you've done a phenomenal job for the company, but unfortunately, because of X, Y, and Z, budget cuts, rollbacks, whatever we're doing, I have to let you go. I don't have a choice. Or, hey, man, listen, fuck this place. We're both out. Let's go start our own business. Whatever the situation is, right? Like, listen, I don't want this to change our friendship. I know it sounds stupid, but like, listen, dude, I love you. I want to see you succeed. I'm going to help you find your next job, whatever you need for references. Whatever this situation is, I want you to understand that I've got your back, right? That's what a boss does in a situation. Then they fucking cry on Zoom. Next fucking thing, by the way, if you fire someone on Zoom, you're a fucking pussy. Jesus Christ. Whatever. That's a fucking another conversation. As the employee, my boss comes to me. Hey, Johnny, listen, man. Dude, you've been doing a great job. I just got to let you know that we have to fire you. Like, what's going on? Ask them, what's up? What I do? Nothing. It's this. Or, hey, you've been fucking up here. Or whatever situation is. Hey, dude, man, I understand that. Dude, that fucking sucks. I thought I was doing this. I wish this would have happened. But it is what it is. All right? So, you know, I want to continue being friends. Can I ask you to give me a good reference? Like, that's the fucking conversation. So this dumb fucking, I want to see the fucking business she's built. Just ask her. I think she's stupid. The thing is, like, you need to be friends with your employees. It's important. I think it's invaluable because I'll tell you right now, I would never fucking, there's not a company on earth I would bury a body for, but I got a lot of fucking friends I would, right? And I mean true friends. So when it comes down to it, I think it's important you are employees, friends of your employees, because they will be more loyal to you the more loyal you are to them. They'll be more loyal to the mission, the vision, the purpose, whatever it is for your business, if you're friends, you have to have skin in the game. Because there's not a company on earth that I'm willing to fucking do the things I won't do with my friends for. And it's got to be that way. So what happens is this. I've never had so much brand loyalty that I wouldn't burn a bridge, right? I just don't care. I'll burn bridges all day with companies. Got friends to help me build new ones, right? But I think I really do think that being friends with your employees is significantly more important than you think. But here's the caveat to that. You must draw a fucking line. It must be very clear. When someone gets too friendly at work, hey, man, let me talk to you real quick. Hey, you know, I know we're slamming fucking Corona's back last night, but dude, this is at work. We gotta have a different respect. Are you cool with that? Yes, cool. If they're not cool with that, then you can't. Then at that point, then you can't blur the lines. But that's a part. That's on them. That's their job to do those type things. So, I think Phoebe Gabbin's a fucking idiot. You know, I don't think that most business coaches, business experts, like when your shit is, oh, well, what's your credentials? Well, I have all these degrees and I've been in fucking New York Times. And I mean, who fucking, you know, you guys can pay your way into those magazines. right? New York Times and Wall Street Journal and all these companies, you can pay your way in. I'm going to figure out how to do it so I can pretend I'm official. No, I'm not. But you can pay your way in through these different agencies and shit, and they put it on your website so you can say you were featured in that magazine. So you got a fucking a BS and a master's from some fucking degree. They literally changed the requirements for me to graduate so I could graduate. Do you think college has any fucking ethics? No, they want the money. So what the fuck do I think that you learned in that school? I'll tell you right now, I learned more about business from fucking selling drugs than I did any business course I've ever fucking taken. So just because they have a degree, just because they have their name in Wall Street Journal fucking logos and shit, just because they have all of that bullshit doesn't mean anything. If you want to find a coach who knows the fuck they're talking about, see what they've actually done, see what they've actually built, and that's who you work with, right? Phoebe Gavin, I think you're a fucking idiot. Most business experts think you're fucking idiots. And if you haven't done the work, then no time to talk to you. All right. That's it, guys. Appreciate you being here. I need to make an outro now. Whatever. All right, guys. Thank you. If you got any value in this, please hit me up. If you know Phoebe Gavin, tell her she's a fucking idiot. Tell her, come at me, bro. Fight me. All right. She's wrong. I'll tell you that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. All right, guys, I love you. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Please share, like, subscribe, 5-star Apple reviews. And if you got somebody who needs to hear this, if you have any questions or you think I'm an idiot, hit me up. Email me at dayzeropodcast@gmail.com or johnnybuck2 on the gram. Later, guys.